Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
What's going on with the goddamn... Hang on, fellas. Here we go.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an Aston City lover. Guess we all been for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coop. Pully one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been up pool. She an addict, addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be drippin' to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes in the rough, we foul tackle. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gundy. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. Clone. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. We from the north. I go in the mouth, she comes to me nothing. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Me muggin' got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, fled the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an Aston City lover. Guess we all been for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga land favors. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lures. Sleeping on the pallet, turning to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Hit that G-Walk, dick you with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I jumped up out the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing.
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod.
It's a Z shit. It's a Z shit. Hello? Well, well, well. What we got going today? Welcome. Batman, that's the engineer. Motherfuckers, they had a battle. Go ahead, Batman. I know you
want to
come on and talk about this battle royal.
I'm going to open your mic up. You know me, Kimo. I'll come on to support you, trying to get you up in second place, you know. I'll come on and support you. But you got to cut the music, you know what I'm saying? You're playing the music too long. You got to play half of the song, not the whole song.
Oh. Well,
And now you got to come on and tell us what went on at Hold the Pole. You got to tell us what went on at Hold the Pole.
Well, I don't really know what went on, but it looked like somebody's son had to come over there and save him. I seen an old motherfucker swinging a pole. And I see a motherfucker on that old motherfucker ass. And then that motherfucker got to come over there and hit that motherfucker. Hold on, nigga. I don't even hit my daddy. How the fuck you gonna hit my goddamn daddy?
Yeah.
I seen
Danny Boy going backward. That man was trying to fan him down. Then T-Mac up in there and don't be throwing my daddy like that, and do y'all. Yeah, but, you know, and they talking about it was a clear. See, that's why you got to have somebody down at the end of that line. Y'all people out there talking about y'all want to clear these people and everything. That what happened when you don't know what happened in the end of the line. You have trouble like that. See? So all that clear, you know, you've got to have somebody down there. Because like they showed y'all, you can take a camera and manipulate pictures with a camera. You know, a camera is not always right. They showed y'all that today. You can manipulate pictures with a camera. So.
You know, I understand bullshit.
I didn't start nothing. They started that over the weekend. I just looked. Somebody.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Man, it's all over Facebook. It was a rumble.
Yeah.
I see they come out. They come out with a new grudge rule, man.
Yeah, no push poles. No push poles.
they outlawing push poles at the races now.
Damn.
See, you still.
Hey. When you're old man, you got to pick up what you can. But the way that man was fanning his ass, he needed two of them push poles.
I guess you got a point there.
that dude was whooping on him, huh? That dude was dragging him down out there.
Yeah, but you had one of them men over there too, had on that red shirt. He flagged two of them down real fast. Real fast.
Oh, man, not the Mike Tyson.
He looked like Ali. He looked like Ali.
Oh, okay.
Had that damn push ball.
The way Danny Boy did on the show, I thought he had hands and shit, but
goddamn. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, kid.
Oh, boy.
That motherfucker was up. Hey, that motherfucker that was, he was fucking with was holding port on his ass over there.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I'm just, you know. I don't know who started what, but, you know, I like them kind of thing. You know, a lot of no folks, you know, say it shouldn't happen at the track and all that, but, you know, it is what it is. Did nobody get hurt, but the broken arm, that ain't nothing. Lucky you didn't get hit in the head with that damn pipe. That would have been a bad death.
Yeah. But, man, didn't both parties get their money back?
I don't know. The way they were fighting, it don't seem like it.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think both parties got their money back.
Well, they should have left it alone. It shouldn't even been no fight if they got their money back.
Yeah,
if they got their money back, they should have both went on home, you know. Left that alone.
Cause the white guy was saying they got their $8,000 back and we got our $8,000 back.
Oh yeah, they should have gone home with that in.
So what the
I
fuck
don't know what
Danny
the fuck
boy out there acting up about
these? Man, I don't know.
We all on our
side looking
in. We don't know what happened.
Yeah. I was here in Chicago, Kimo.
And I'm on Facebook looking at it. I'm way over in Mississippi. I'm looking at it on Facebook.
Yep.
But I know one thing, that dude with them red on, he was swinging. He had them hands working.
Yeah. I think that was a daddy.
He said two of them quick.
I think that was a daddy. I had to go back and look at the video. I think that was the daddy.
No, that was a little youngster.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah. The one he was with T-Mac in. Yeah, he fanned two of them over there, ran up him. He fanned one, another one, the big tall one, ran up. He didn't mean to know he went on back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, Dino. Let me tell you this now. The way I seen it, T-Mac ain't lost the grudge, Mac, but they won the fight.
In other words, they wound up 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1.
Yeah.
But the only reason they were 1-1, because T-Mac come out of nowhere and fan dude for Danny Boy.
Oh, okay.
Don't be hitting my daddy.
Lord, that much.
And then the sad part about the only grudge races I heard over there was T-Mac him doing a grudge race because they had lost, what was it, Thursday night or Friday night to the California car. You know, I know the grudge race then, but I didn't hear about no other grudge races over there. All everything else over there is a shootout. Ain't nobody over there grudging.
Oh, okay.
That I know of, you know, that I know of. I didn't see them posting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know.
Now, who race was this?
They were Big Jake Ray. Oh, the boys out of Lexington. Cocaine 2. Cocaine 2 beat Old Red. They got a Malibu they call Old Red. Cocaine 2 out of Holmes County, rather, beat Old Red out of Texas, the Malibu.
Oh.
That's a grudge race I do know about, too. That was a grudge race. But I don't know nothing about nothing else. I can't help y'all with nothing else.
And who was the DP man? Anybody know Madman?
Oh, no. That name up there, but they said the DP man, like you said, said it was too close and gave each other their money back. I seen that, too.
Right.
But I don't know how true it is. I'm just reading comments off of Facebook. I'm just reading all these comments.
Right. What
the host of the show to do is get Danny Boy on here and let Danny Boy tell us what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all get to the details of that. Kimo, can I do a little advertisement real quick?
What up, Flop?
What's up,
kid?
Hey, I just want to throw out some quick advertisements for the guys up north, or if you're in that area. Big Sham got a race coming up this weekend called The Stage. So
correct.
The area, find Big Sham. He's Shannon Dean on Facebook or any of the Chicago guys. They can give you some more information. Going to be a lot of grudge racing, a lot of action, a lot of fun. And for us guys down south, Kiki has the Holly Springs event this Saturday called The Godfather of 28. We got a couple of classes down there, I think, Small Block Nitrous, and I think I'm not sure if it's anything on 28th, but he has a couple of classes. He's Keith Payne on Facebook. So if you're near Holly Springs or US 41, just get out and support these guys because race season is coming to an end for some of the guys up north. So just you know, pick your event to go to and try to enjoy before it gets out of here. Appreciate you, Keith.
Yeah. They're going to, at 41, they're going to outlaw the push bars because they don't want nothing to happen, you know. You're going to have to push your car around the track manually.
Oh, man. Come on, kid. Hey, or you're going to have to get a rope and pull it.
Yeah.
Somebody
like you used to do in the older days. Like you used to do in the older days. Oh, boy.
Big Pern had him a race, man.
Yeah, Big Pern did. Go his way.
Big Pern had a race, man. Then he got whooped. Then he got his ugly ass on the scooter and busted his face, man. Fell on the scooter. He was already ugly. Then he fell on the scooter and fucked his
face. Oh, man.
Busted his face up. But he already ugly. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Carl. About that. What about that? Geez, did you hear about
No, they had an argument. I don't think they had no fight.
That motherfucker
10 checked
that cripple motherfucker over there.
Well, you know, a little recreation, you know.
I don't know how you so much shit.
R. Kelly said, a little bump and grind ain't hurt nobody.
Ain't hurt nobody,
yeah.
No. But ain't nobody heard about no good races this week. What the good races? Let's get off the violent stuff. Let's talk about this race world, y'all. Let's get off this violent stuff.
But no good races. All they do is fight. Goddamn, good fight.
I'm cold, man. Hey, I can't stop you. I ain't gonna stop you when you're around. I'm cold, man. Go ahead, Kimo.
That daddy boy out there. Well, good thing his son was out there. Cause boy, that motherfucker probably would have killed daddy boy. I'm happy T-Mac was there to sucker punch. I'm so glad T-Mac was there so he could sucker punch that nigga to get him off Danny ass. God damn. That nigga was on Danny ass now. I'm
like, damn. Well, you know, the young folks always try to jump on the old man. You know, that's an old man. You know, Danny Boy, old man. He talk a lot of trap, but he's an old man. You know. That's why he had to take that pipe to get his leg back.
I can tell you one thing. Had his son not be there, that nigga probably still be on Danny Boy ass. Like,
hey. Oh, man.
That motherfucker was, hey, he was over there holding court with Danny Boy ass. Since T-Mac wants to look up and say, wait a minute, nigga. That motherfucking white boy was whooping daddy boy down over there.
Lord have mercy.
See, Mac had the motherfucking super punch that motherfucker like.
Hey, Kimo, before we talk about it, let's get somebody from D&D on here and see what really happened, what caused the real problem. But we just guessing and, you know, knowing. We don't know what happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just see what we see on Facebook. Let's get somebody that was there, you know, that really know, like Quan.
They say a picture say a lot of words.
Yeah, but the picture said it was a gap, and then the picture said it wasn't a gap. So that's why let's get somebody on here that was there that can tell us what happened. Because we wasn't there. We don't know. We just reading off what they're saying. Let's get somebody that was there on here since it's your show, you know.
Got a point there.
Please shut up, man. You ain't gonna race nobody. You ain't gonna do shit. Nah, don't.
If anybody knows somebody from D&D number, call and get them on the phone. See where they come to the phone, and then we can find out what really happened instead of all this guessing.
Hey, Duval, can you get Pine on? Pine got a number for that guy.
Oh, he's a wit. Oh, he's a wit.
I ain't got his goddamn number, baby. Daddy boy might be at home with an ice pack across his head or something. Man,
oh, man.
Hope Daddy boy ain't looking like Mitch Green. God damn. That motherfucker definitely was holding court over there on Daddy boy ass to his son come over. God damn. Goddamn,
damn, I thought Kimo would have hit that horn on that. Hit that horn.
Oh, man, not the horn.
Danny boy, wake up!
Hey, man. See, you can't hit the horn until we get some true facts. We need somebody on here that was there.
Hold on, man. Hey,
hey,
hey. That horn, there we were.
Hold on, let me find somebody got D&D number, man. Hold
hey, boy,
on,
you need to get out here and defend yourself, boy. The video I saw, T-Mac had to hurry up and save your motherfucking ass. God damn. Hey, my daddy, Keith already knocked out. If he hit this motherfucker again, god damn.
Lord, how much?
Mac had to come stay. That's one thing about them kids. They
going to
come get their father. Get their father.
Man, I need my other phone. My other phone got everybody numb in it, man.
Newball, get tired on.
Hold on.
They got their pine cone.
Then we can get somebody on from D&D, then they can tell us what really happened over there, because we just going by what we hear on
Facebook.
Fine,
they need some assistance.
Uh-huh. What do you need assistance on?
I need
on?
You to get Daddy Boy on, man. I need to get Daddy Boy on.
No, get Quan on. Get Quan on. Somebody's a little sensible. Get Quan.
Man, y'all know them people won't sleep, man. They was up all night.
Well, hey, Daddy Boy ain't sleep. That motherfucker,
oh, man.
Backed up.
Oh, yeah.
That young motherfucker was on Daddy Boy ass. God damn, Daddy.
Who that was that swung his
best push ball? That's Daddy Boy. Daddy Boy had one swing, and after that, I don't know if the swing come before that or after. But boy, that motherfucker white boy was laying some motherfucking wood on his ass over there.
Michael Jackson, not the moonwalking.
Oh, man, baby. Sammy Davis Jr., baby. Danny Boy, whatever you did, don't do that no more.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, he ain't holler, wait a minute. Hey. He didn't holler, wait a minute, did. I don't know. Maybe he was. God damn.
Details of the race.
What
made them boys want to get wet? You got to get Zay on. Zay was down there. Zay know the race. Where's Zay at? He ain't on.
Oh man.
No, I don't see Zay number. But I know what I seen on that video. When the video come on, Danny boy get bagged up in the corner, and his son had him.
Mm-hmm.
Back from Texas yet, Zay?
I ain't even go.
Oh, I thought they said you was down there. We was about to ask you, was you around that fight when Danny Boy was getting in the water? He was getting wet.
Oh, man.
Nah, I wasn't down there. I seen it, though.
Man. Now, was that a piece of stick he ripped off a tree?
That was a push bar.
Push bar. It was on the ground.
Looking like the lumberjack man
the way he had the cock back.
Oh man, come on, Zay.
You want to get Keywan? You got Danny Boy number?
You on the line on the wall?
Hey, look, Will, from the looks like it looked like the driver was on the ground when the video started. Shit,
I'm
the smartest, man. But shit, that's what it looked like to me.
Hold on, let's see if Keywan. Hold on.
Told you to call, goddamn it, call Witt.
Hello.
I'm driving. I can't do too much calling now.
They said, "Ain't no way, Danny boy."
Hey,
Kimo.
Hey,
Kimo. At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. What up, man?
They
what
said,
up?
"Danny boy, took the stick from
Hello?
The thing." They said he ain't
this
even had a motherfucker.
What? Quan. This Quan.
Yeah.
Hey man, this we calling you from the up north show, the Kimo show. I don't know if you have been
yeah.
on there before. In Detroit, man. We were just asking a lot of guys was asking us a lot of questions about what went on this weekend and what were the details of y'all race. Like, what caused all the confusion?
You talking about the confusion on what part?
What? Would y'all didn't have no bet on the win light? It was all had to be a gap or something? We didn't know. We from you know,
clear.
In Detroit. Oh, y'all had to clear him to win the whole pot?
Yeah.
Okay. And what happened? They got paid. They must have got paid, and y'all was mad about it. DP man paid them or something.
Nah, he gave our money back.
Oh, so why was y'all?
Everybody got their money back.
Why were they scuffling down there like that then?
Because if y'all know, well, of course y'all don't know those people, but them people, they got attitudes. They got attitude, and when the guys went back down there to try to get them to do the race over, it just kind of went left.
Oh, they started talking shit. Okay.
Hey,
Quan, they was talking. They were talking big shit.
If y'all know, Quan, if y'all know they be having attitudes, why would you deal with them, and put yourself in that situation?
That's a valid question right there. Put a chemo or that's a valid question. And you know, Danny said the same thing. So when they was like, my team was like, come on, let's go down there. And I was like, nah, I'm gonna chill at the trailer. So I'm gonna chill at the trailer. I'm making a post because I know how to really get to them, make them, you know, be like, okay, well, we might need to pay this off. So I was making a post, and Danny was like, well, I really don't want to go down there because I know how these motherfuckers is. But me, I'm in the past, I've been the one to be like the high-head motherfucker on the team. So I figured if I didn't go, because I know if they raise their voice at Danny or some shit, Danny ain't really trying to do no fighting, so I ain't going to be no – it ain't going to really be no shit. So I stayed there and worked on making that post I had put up. And then somebody come running back down to me saying they fighting. I'm like, what? Who the fuck fighting? But the little dude, the little kid that got his fucking arm hurt, he had been chesty all night. I had to save him a couple times in the staging lane for motherfuckers getting on his ass. And I'm like, bro, chill out. Why what's up with you? Why you acting like that? Him and Batman getting into it. Batman trying to tell him the rules on the clear, and he just take off on Batman like, motherfucker, whoop, whoop, whoop. So Batman like, all right, well, shit, now I'm there. I'm like, Bat, chill. I'm Scotty, chill. Like they was on shit all night. You know, they be over there drinking and shit, and they just feel like they can't be touched. And these people been like that for years. Like, we had an issue with these people in Prescott over 10, about 10 years ago. And it,
Where they from?
Kinda,
Texas? Where they from?
I ain't from Arkansas.
Oh, they from y'all state.
So y'all from the same state. Okay.
Yeah, they already jumped on the owner of the track down there and all kind of shit. They don't even go to their – now, his twin brother and they family still go to the track, but these people here don't go to the track in Arkansas no more because him and the owner then got into it.
Okay.
Damn.
So
– like, I can show you a bunch of – go ahead.
So – the race was, okay, who was your DP man? Who was the DP man? And y'all didn't have one.
Man, after the race, I found out that the guy that owned the track was the DP man.
The
I thought it was
Extreme?
Yeah, I thought it was the other guy that kind of just be running things, but it was actually the owner.
Oh.
And I can just, you know, we can't fault nobody but us for, you know,
getting the DP, man. But I can just tell when he was trying to figure it out that he didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. He really looked. He really knew they lost because he looked at the guy. And he was like, man, this is really the clearest video I got, and it's showing a clear. And then he looked at him again. He's like, well, how much money? How much money are you gonna lose on this? And the dude told him like $8,000 or $9,000. And then when he told him that, it was like, well, shit. You can tell he didn't want to like just take his money like that, which was making the call. So he just like, man, he came over with some stuff and just gave both parties the money back. Which way?
Now, on a situation like that, I got a question. If he's the DP man and he not down at the fucking A, who camera do you go by? Don't you got to pick and choose? I'm going by.
Well, see, they called up. They called up to meet the media person the camera. And they came back and showed the people.
Oh, your phone echoing. Somebody done did something, right. Kimo. So you on speakerphone? Car phone or something?
No, some motherfucker been added another person. That's what that is.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Quan.
Yeah, they had called for the media people to go down there, and the media went down there. That's where the shot comes from.
Okay. Mm. Okay. But it was two different cameras,
Hey, Quan. Let me ask the question a little bit. Look, hey, Quan.
The other cameras that y'all seeing that might be looking blurry, they all come from their count. And to be honest, I didn't know it was they count until a little later on. They running down the track, Here go the view. I said, let me see the view. And when I saw it, it was all blurry and stuff. So I was like, okay, well, I guess we didn't. And we walked on off the track, and then they announced it, like the truck did not clear the car. And so we went on by our business and went on back to the trailer. Well, the people that we raced came to the trailer and was like, well, y'all come up here because they want to talk to us. They want to, you know. And we was like, man, we good. We seen the video. We good. And then they left, and then one of them came back. And was like, man, come up here. We was like, man, we good. So then about 10 minutes later, I got a call. Say, hey, come up to the start line, man. I say, hey, we told them we seen the thing. We good. They like, all right. 2 minutes later, I get another call. Hey, man, such and such said come up here because they got a video that show it real clear, and this is discrepancy. So that's when I went up there to check on the shit to see what it was, and that's when they showed us the clear video. And we're like, well, goddamn, we did. Well, at least it looked like it right here. We gapped their ass. And that was the only clear one you can see. The rest of them was blurry. You know, you can barely tell what vehicles it is. It's like going by too fast.
Right.
Was in the free on it.
But a lot of guys, when you say, are we good, they paid, he really should have paid off.
The DP man, that's not the DP, but that's not the DP man's job, though. Whether we say we good or not, the DP man still got an obligation to say, hey, I want to show you this. I know you're saying you good, because we hadn't seen that video. We hadn't seen the footage they brought up and told us to come look at. We only seen the people we raised. We only seen their video. So we were taking their word. We weren't taking no neutral party's word that had the video. I didn't know them people was with them. That's why we were taking their word. And then come to find out they was with them. And I was like, oh, well, that's why they so, like, y'all didn't gap them, because y'all are part of the camp. Y'all are with them. I thought it was the neutral guy, but it wasn't.
Hey, Quan. Why didn't y'all send one from y'all camp down there and one from their camp down there with the DP man?
We did, but both of our camp, the way the video come by, you can't tell. It wasn't no slow-mo. It was like, boom. This way.
Yeah, but I'm saying
you couldn't tell.
At the finish line, why didn't you send one from your camp?
We did. They both were there.
Okay.
They both were there. You couldn't tell.
My question is, where was the BP man at? Was he at the end of the quarter or at the beginning? I mean, at the end of the quarter?
No, he was at the starting line.
It could never be fair anyway, He supposed to have his silly ass down at the bucket end of the eighth mile. He could never be the BP
man. And see, and you might have a point right there. And see, that's why I say we take the blame for putting.
Right. I had the same exact situation happen to me. DP man was on the starting line, and they came with these different angles from the finish line, and you know, it's mm-hmm. hard to really tell. The real way to really tell is by drone. You know what I'm saying? That way you can see
right.
everything up top. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, I can tell you what you didn't need to tell by drone. The way that dude in that red was fanning them two white boys. He said, roop, roop.
We ain't even finished the fucking conversation yet. He already talking shit. But my thing is this, though. Okay, Zay, what do y'all do when you racing off a clear?
When that happened to me, we just got our money back. It happened in Florida. Same exact situation. I'm talking about same exact situation. DP Mail was on the starting line and all that. So it was fucked up from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of
right.
fucked up.
That's
if
right.
them bitches came through there that close, you can't tell by the eye no way, though. It was a DP man down there.
You got to have...
Nah, you can't tell by the eye.
Shit, man. You got yep. it's too much... It's too many ways out with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would rather do the back tire and at least you get a wind light instead of that clear shit.
I was just talking about that with one of my partners. That we'll do
yeah.
back tire, wind light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that
ain't no argument over that goddamn wind light, but all that other shit,
right.
like, you know, it leaves too much room for bullshit.
Damn,
now, somebody
that's crazy.
Hang on.
That's crazy,
that
man.
Shit.
Yeah.
From what I'm seeing, Danny Boy and them did clear that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the DP man just was on some bullshit.
I'm telling you, I can see it in his face when the dude, when he asked the dude, how much money you stand to lose on this race? And the dude told him, that's when it made it in his mind, like, okay, well, I'm not going to let him lose that. If it would have been like $1,000, $2,000, he probably would have said, okay, the truck won.
Yep.
But when he told him how much
yeah,
it was, I'm pretty sure that does something.
Regardless of what it was, regardless of how much it was, fair is fair. You do the right shit. They lost.
That's right.
Nah, but see the thing is, they have to agree on who. Hey, Kimo, the problem is that they need to agree on one person camera and just live with their decision. You know what I'm saying?
Just like you do with a DP.
Yeah, exactly. When you got 3-4 different people come with 3-4 different angles, and it's going to show 3-4 different, you know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Finishes, especially when it's close like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One little angle can make it look good or bad, you know.
That was crazy. Like, the DP man really got a lot of shit started instead of being a straight-up motherfucker.
And then, the last time he was a DP man, wasn't there some bullshit before? Yeah, it was some bullshit before.
That's why I say, my team got to take the fall to this because we allowed to put that DP man in that position and
that's what the whole
you're definitely right.
Issue
yeah, but what would make that DP man ask how much money you stand to lose? That wasn't no question.
He's a track owner, Kimo. He ain't no DP.
That's
man.
Right.
That's why.
And we should have never put him in that position though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, he was the track owner.
A track owner
okay.
needs to be a track owner. DP man.
That's right.
DP man.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we kind of didn't make it no, we didn't make it good for ourselves. Put it to you like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Quan.
Man.
What's
up, man?
Y'all won the fight though.
Mhm.
Yeah, man. I hate that shit went down like that, though, man. There's a bunch of stuff.
You
should have
seen that dude in that ring.
Hey, they y'all didn't see though. It was some shit edited out. It was some shit being edited. It was more shit went on than that.
Come
yeah,
on, man.
But that dude in the red, they ran up on him. Then that tall dude ran up, hit him in the nose. Boom, he took off running. I like, yeah, look at them hands. He was
well,
throwing.
See, that was the first one ran up was the one that started. That was a little young kid. And then his dad
mm-hmm.
was the one that ran up after that.
Hmm.
Oh,
so
which one
did,
was over there?
What's
ever
went to karate school? He know karate. Danny, he
oh,
know
man.
Karate. Oh, he a ninja. The way he
hell
had that
no.
stick up in the air, he you think he knew karate? The way he
I seen y'all this other video of this screenshot where that dude had that stick in the air ready to chop his ass until they knocked him knocking out his hand. You finna waylay Danny boy motherfucking ass.
He took the bitch off in front of the golf cart. Dang.
They had it down there by the golf cart in the car. And the dude picked it up. And when
mm-hmm.
he was gonna hit Danny with it, my brother like rushing. That if you look at that video, you'll see him like the dude in all black getting off the ground. But well, he kind of
mm-hmm.
rushed the dude, and that's how I went the wrong way. That's how they end up hitting the ground, and the stick rolling around. And you can see Danny Boy, and them, you can see right there in the video, if you watch it clear, Danny Boy picked that motherfucker up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I
know y'all partying. I
can tell you one thing. When that video first come on, that boy on Danny Boy ass. Goddamn.
Damn.
Yeah, see, the kid was jumping around somebody. Let me fight somebody. Danny was like, the kid wanted to fight him, and Danny was like, well, why the hell you want to fight me? I'm the oldest one out here. And T-Mac told him, no, that's my daddy. You fight me.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of.
Yeah.
Kinda went for it.
He said, no, that's my daddy. Go on, fuck with me. But T-Man looked like he was about to fall over and fell over.
He tripped on the concrete, man, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like
this. Hey, I'm trying to figure out how they had that much energy that late in the that early in the morning.
Well, what you talking about? For real. Hey, if you noticed on the video, all of them came to us. It ain't like we were standing there, but it ain't like they went over to them. They came up to them and got the bees put on.
In the middle of the... Hey, I don't think a motherfucker really from up here could go down there and race. Could any of them motherfuckers stay up all night long like that? I'd be tired to the motherfucker.
I ain't gonna lie, man. That shit tired from them motherfuckers.
Hey, that motherfucker.
But you got to think. You got to think, Lil Will. You don't go to the track at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. You don't go to the track at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
You got
to
change your whole sleeping habits, though. Come from up here.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
Well, actually, we could have.
You a weirdo. That's why you
the
can't change nothing.
Because
you a weirdo.
The weather wasn't that bad. We could have started a little earlier. Weather wasn't that bad.
Hey, Quan, now the track wasn't that Friday?
Not how it normally would be.
Right.
They were having a few issues with it, but it got better Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, what was the biggest grudge race down there? Did Jamie run anybody or what?
Jamie,
what?
Who you say? Who you asking? Who run anybody?
Did Trigger Man run anybody down there with a grudge race or no?
Backstabber had an issue Friday night, and they couldn't run his third, and then they was just trying to get Keisha lined out. They had in the shootout. They're just trying to get it lined out. They know they're racing.
Now, was Mario down there with a car? They say Mario was down there.
He had the car.
Oh,
he just showed up. We didn't see the car.
So that basically was a big shootout event besides our grudge race.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably a lot of shootouts.
Yeah, it was mostly a shootout event. You don't even have
shootouts
mm-hmm. to go on. But
too many shootouts.
Too many shootouts. Because yeah. I ain't going to lie.
The shootout, I think it was two shootouts
on Saturday. Now, we pulled a truck up in the staging lane at about 7:15. I we supposed to have been racing at 9 and at 11. Y'all know what time it was when we went down the track?
About 3 o'clock in the morning.
1:30. From 7 p.m. to 1:30 before we made our first pass. So they had 50 cars in one shootout and 50-something in the other shootout.
Hey, that, damn. That sound like some floor. That sound like some no guts, no glory shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
did he have
shit.
All the spectators like usual? He had all the spectators.
Yeah, it was. Hey, he had all that. He had all that, though.
Hey.
The action just slowed down like the year before because, you know, like I said, they were trying to get the track right, and then it was a lot of more all down.
Yeah, I seen
and
all that shit.
I'm talking about every two passes, something going on, like shit.
Whoever that motherfucker, yeah. that Twickle, what the fuck is his name? That was
Twickle Pit. Yeah.
That's a bad motherfucker. That motherfucker had it with a lead and down there on the big end when it comes to. I said, whoever.
And you can hear a motherfucker what they saying down on the end.
On the sideline. Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear that shit. How the fuck can you?
They had two cameras on. That's what they do.
Yeah, but how the fuck you do a live feed like that through a fucking video game?
Right.
That shit was sweet.
I think when you got one of them type of pages, you could do that shit.
Mm-hmm. He's live on Twitter, and he live on a couple of sites at the same time.
Yeah, that shit was sweet. You can hear y'all talk. Did he have a big-ass camera in his hand?
Yeah, he got one of them fucking things. He got to hold it on his goddamn shoulder and a big-ass stand and shit and all that shit with it.
Oh, okay.
I know his goddamn back got to be hurting like a motherfucker when he get home.
So what's the next big event they got down there, Quan?
Push the hood, big net.
Oh, okay. The hood shit.
Yeah, I blow the bitch ass off about 50 last year around about this time.
Lord. What is that? Motorplex or XRT?
Motorplex. Don't fly on that motherfucker.
Motorplex, that's a bad motherfucker there, boy.
All concrete.
That motorplex is a bad motherfucker.
Motorplex bad in the extreme. I know that motherfucker bigger. That bitch bigger than the extreme, ain't it?
It's bigger, and the track looks better. The thing about Extreme that I like better is like the right around the track area, man. It's like it's a good lit, like it's real, it's well lit, and it's just the thing right
there. You don't need no lights out there.
Motorplex need a. It's like it's a little bit more dimmer right around up in there, so. That's the only thing.
Hey, Will, and they right down the street from each other, too.
Yeah, 35 miles.
Shit. No,
nah,
it ain't even that far.
Nah, it's about like 10 minutes, kid. 10, 15
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah. What
else? Yeah, on the same highway. Hey, on the same highway, you pass Extreme going to the motorplex. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you right.
Dang. That's some cold shit. Yeah, y'all wasn't bullshitting down there. That's all I can say. That fucking Texas.
Yeah, we race
all night till the sun come up. And keep on racing when the sun come up. That's crazy.
Hey, what happened with the driver?
Hey, Lil Will. They showed they got them Jamie and Keisha sleep in the stage away. Like,
man, you definitely going to see you two used to going to bed. I couldn't even imagine, like, man.
I feel like your driving couldn't even be as good as it would be like earlier in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
Hey, I promise you, bro. It can play an effect. It can play an effect on you. You gotta be. Boy, I seen Jamie in that car sleep. I said, don't bother. Let him get his breath.
What happened to the driver in that ghost car, man?
Them little 20 minutes help shit. It was like that.
Hey, then you try to get up the next day and drive back home. Ain't gonna make it to motherfucking Arkansas.
The next day you gotta check out the room at 11. You leave the track at 9. What the hell?
Hey, they ran the finals. What was that?
Gotta get a late checkout.
They ran at like 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock this morning or something. They ran a fight.
Shit, that motherfucker was out to 8.
Was it?
Ugh, hell yeah.
Hey, Zay, I'm sitting on the live feed falling asleep. Like, God damn, like trying
hey,
to tell
nah,
what
hey,
I
Hey, nah, Lil Will, I went to sleep, they was racing. I woke up, they was still racing. I said,
dang. Yeah, I don't think I can fuck with that Texas shit. Y'all niggas on a different level. You had to take a week off work to fuck with that shit. That shit worse than Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
But Big Jake did have a good event. That's good, though, man.
Yeah,
couple guys got
packed to the brim.
They got their lips swole up, but that's all in racing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Daddy boy, bear of the week.
Nah, that goddamn pole is the bully of the week. Shit.
Hey.
Oh,
hey,
man, they're going to outlaw. They're going to outlaw ball.
Hey, hold on. Hey, hold on. Hey, if that was the race, my man was whooping Daddy Boy ass to the 330. Daddy Boy had the turbo came around. Yeah, the turbo came around. He would have ridden with that pole.
Did he hit anybody? Didn't he hit anybody with that motherfucking stick, man?
Hell yeah. You ain't hit dude squealing like a pig as he hit him?
No. I ain't think he hit him with that bitch.
Man, you ain't squealing like a pig, man.
So he broke
that motherfucker arm. Hey, Will. Hey, that nigga Danny Boy nigga like the old nigga on Harlem Nights that was doing nice.
Like who?
The old nigga doing nice on Harlem Nights.
Yeah.
Man, he had that motherfucker fully extended like a lumberjack, man.
That's how Wayne should have did Bud. When Bud would pull that knife out, he just took that jackhammer. Clean across his shit the same way.
Damn.
That motherfucking stick and knock your ass clean out.
Ooh,
he said,
yeah,
that nigga will.
Hey, you know that damn, you know Bub is Daddy Boy nephew, right?
Hey, he said he started squealing like a pig, man.
Man, you ain't hear dude holler, man. Come on, Louie. I know you heard dude holler.
Nah, I ain't. On the hood to hood video,
get,
I ain't think he hit it.
Hey, get Daddy Boy out here, man. He an OG. I like that shit.
Bad motherfucker coming through.
Ooh,
you got to look at you, bad
motherfucker. I'm about to get hit by that big-ass pole.
Hey, wait. That pole ain't that heavy. You could put some arm in that motherfucker.
Man,
yeah,
that bitch long as a
head.
Motherfucker, dog.
Now, he swung that bitch across the top of his head. That had all his might in it.
Over the top. Yeah, he went over the top.
Hey,
that
hey, Will, he had his, he lifted his little foot off the ground with it, too. Like, you got to.
Hey, he had full range with that motherfucker.
Hey, look, though. Hey, that's an old school nigga rule. Shit, you can't whoop him, you better pick something up, knock his ass out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that nigga, hey, that
first
nigga,
thing you
that
get
nigga
your
was
hands
on,
up.
That nigga was on Danny Boy ass out there. God damn.
Man, Danny Boy's shoulder got to be hurting the way he had that motherfucker stay on.
Hey, that nigga Danny Boy got my nigga T-Mac to the trailer. Like, man, you could at least piece the bitch.
Did y'all see T-Mac stumbling? Did y'all see him stumbling and fumbling though?
Yeah.
That big nigga about to hit the floor, man. I said,
hey,
this big motherfucker stumbling.
Lil Will, once I seen that video, I damn near woke up everybody.
I'm back.
House.
I'm back what I missed. I'm back what I missed. Will, what I missed.
Hey, they had a quick
T-Mac was stumbling like a motherfucker.
D-Mac a big goofy motherfucker.
D-Mac ain't had no balance, did he, Cuddy? He had no balance. Somebody could have swung, got D-Mac in the wind, would have knocked him out.
Man, get D-Mac on. Man. Get D-Mac on.
Get T-Mac on.
Get Danny Boy on.
We need T-Mac and Danny Boy to report to the dance.
I got that. I'm about to see you, Danny Boy. Never will call it. Man, no, I'm calling that nigga right now. Hey, Will.
You know that man ain't going to end.
Hey, you know Danny Boy. Hey, Will. You know Danny Boy used to play baseball in the major leagues. You know that, right?
Danny Boy used to work on the railroad.
You said he was training with Sammy Sosa.
Danny Boy used to work on the railroad.
Not the lumberjack, man.
You say he was the one on the fight. They didn't pay him much money. He still like it, huh? he gonna shoot the dice again, huh?
He had his lip balled up when he said when he swung that bit. Can you imagine the look on his face when he swung that bit?
I will,
motherfucker.
Hey, you know Danny Boy,
you just called him. Hold on. He's probably going to cuss me out now. Hold on.
Man, call that motherfucker, dog. Hey, everybody, make Danny Boy Cash App jingle.
That shit going straight to the voicemail. Hold on.
Hey, the motherfucker pose at least about 6 feet long.
It looked like he got his motherfucking phone off. It's going straight to the voicemail, Randy. Try it.
Hey, you could do some damage with that pole, boy.
Hell yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how the pole's so long, how you get some leverage to hit the nigga in the perfect spot like that.
That's some old nigga shit, man. Only an old motherfucker can do that.
The pole long, man.
Danny Boy used to take motors out and pick them bitches up with his hands.
Hey, Cuddy, you got to stand at a certain to whack a nigga the right way, though, with that pole, man.
He used to cut logs, man.
I think he was on Star Wars before.
Man.
Oh, man.
That motherfucker.
Man, get T-Mac on, man. I ain't got T-Mac old number. Get T-Mac on. Quan, get T-Mac on. We know you got his number.
Hey,
don't go on mute.
I'm not. Hey, that was one of them short-push bars.
Hey, you got to have the right leverage. He had perfect leverage. His foot base was wide.
Hey, you look like that nigga Martin. What was Martin when he was the karate man? Dragonfly Jones, man.
Yeah, it's funny, man.
Man, please call that nigga, man.
Now, why we can't get T-Mac number, man?
Man, I ain't calling T-Mac on the phone.
Hey, man. Hey, man, that goddamn Danny Boy had that Mortal Kombat going.
Oh, man. Knocked the Arkansas Ninja. Oh, my God, man. I can't stop, man.
Hey, that nigga T-Mac was like, Daddy, you going to kill him.
Hey, Pine, you got his number. Nigga, call him.
That motherfucker was like, finish him.
Fine, call Danny Boy.
T-Mac, man. T-Mac gonna tell you the funny stories, man. You gotta get T-Mac on this motherfucker, man.
Hey, Will, you see Quan on the ground. The nigga Danny Boy teeth hand fell out of his head. He tried to pick his teeth up and shit.
Oh, man. Come on, cut.
Not different.
Hey, Quan was, T-Mac was standing up there with that BMW. His body made wrong.
Oh, man.
That nigga didn't even stone his fellow himself, it looked like. I say, God damn, T-Mac.
Hey, T-Mac couldn't even run. Them pants were so goddamn tight.
Yeah, but that other dude in the red, he was having his
business. That nigga T-Mac was running. T-Mac had them cheap ass shoes on. Nigga was sliding everywhere.
Oh, man, not the Walmart special.
T-Mac was running like he had slippers
on. T-Mac's pants so goddamn... T-Mac's pants were so tight, I saw his cash app number.
The nigga hit the nigga with the stick, and he took off and started running, man. The dog like he
just got a motherfucker,
man.
I ain't see that video.
He took off and started running, man.
No, he dropped the goddamn stick and took off running. Come on, let's go, y'all.
I ain't see that video. Send me that one, Will.
Hey, man, T-Mac had on some leggings, dog. I said, Kihai Ali, look at it.
Well, y'all got to get T-Mac on that motherfucker.
Hey, Lil Will, did you hear him holler?
That motherfucker.
I'm back, what I mean. Joe did.
But you should have that motherfucker fucking with an old man.
Hey, man, that motherfucker next to Danny Boy was flagging their ass down. That motherfucker next to Danny Boy, he was fanning their ass down.
Hey, man, Danny Boy swung.
Oh, yeah,
in
that black.
Danny Boy. Danny Boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny Boy swung. Danny Boy swung that motherfucker. Poe was like, bad motherfucker. Bad motherfucker.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What's the second word? Hold on, wait a minute.
Oh,
man. That motherfucker
was on
his ass.
I'm telling you, man, he was so far from the pole so long. He was so far away from the nigga when he swung. And he hit him perfect, dog.
Hey,
oh, my God.
They need to show that video.
Hey, C-Ron, did you see what Ricky Sambro put up talking about in search of a push bar? Mine came up missing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ricky Sambro been going in all morning. Boy, I've been lying.
He's been going
all
morning, man.
Hey, now they got a theme, though. They got a theme now. They just play that right before they show Rumble in the Jungle.
Hey, Zaybo, he talking about the Bear of the Week. The put the what's he call that shit? The push bar.
The push bar. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's the funniest thing in the world, dog. Y'all.
But that shit out there.
Hey, how old is Daddy Boy?
60, 90.
Hey, he took a sip of the time to use last night, man.
Hey, Daddy Boy wrong with a young nigga, shit. He's flinging that pole like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what happened to Daddy Boy?
Y'all know who Danny Boy was looking like when he spawned that motherfucker. Old boy from Harlem Nights. Come on, foe, with your funk ass.
Man, I said that shit already, man. God damn. You late, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Over the top.
I just got on, Cuddy. Got on, man.
Hey.
Hey, for real. The fight made the show.
What up?
Hey, man, man said that's when he get, why he get into it. He keep that long ass shank on him.
Yeah.
He got swore. Hey, that nigga Madman got a shank long as his pants.
Hey, man. Danny Boy,
Danny Boy damn near did the splits bringing that bitch from downriver.
hey, he had to get the lick back, though. That man was fanning his ass. He had to get the lick back.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he had to go to the hospital after that one.
Let Danny Boy, hey, we need to let Danny Boy put that bitch on Bub head. We need to let him put it on Bub head and shut
you
him the fuck up.
You want to hit me like that? Take this, motherfucker.
Hey, leave Bub alone. Bub can bring your ass over with a car now, nigga.
Hey, we're going to let him put that bitch on Bub head.
Cool bitch, I'm going to kill you.
So I'm saying, though, did Danny take the push by as a souvenir or what?
Hey, Zay, did you see what Ricky Stanbro said? I got a push bar for sale, only one hit on it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
man, that man said it only got one hit on it. I said, Lord. Man, ain't no way.
Hey, Zay.
What up?
Hey, you see, after he hit him with, he spunked that bitch in a circle and bent that bitch over his knee. I said, ooh, Daddy Boy, a motherfucker, boy.
Hey, Cuddy, did you see when he had that motherfucker ready for round two? Shit, he caught that motherfucker right on back.
That's why you can't, get your ass whooped in no track and do no fight, because them cameras going to be right there for
you. It's
going to
be on camera somewhere.
Somebody going to pop that bitch on quick than a bitch.
Y'all was saying that T-Mac was scared because he ain't do nothing. T-Mac seen when he grabbed that pole, T-Mac stood back because D-Boy must have went across his ass.
That's one video. They got another video where that dude was fanning the daddy down. T-Mac hit that motherfucker in the side of the head.
Hey,
who was that
dick
that was on the ground? Who's that getting off the ground on that video?
That looked like the driver. Hey, Randy, that looked like the driver of the truck, I think.
Nobody got their ass locked up. Somebody was on the ground.
Problem, yeah. That wasn't Quan.
Nah, somebody was on the ground. Quan ain't the driver.
His little brother. That's his little brother.
Damn.
That's Juan.
They not. Hey, you see what Danny Boy hit my man in the arm with that motherfucker. He took off running.
Man, somebody please call Danny Boy. God damn.
Man, dude, holler like a
motherfucker.
Hey, cut. Danny Boy rap.
Perfect cut.
Boy, both of them took off running.
Cut. Danny Boy,
man, that man got
on right now. Hey, the Detroit Tigers and Toronto Blue Jays doing a phone interview with him. They say if he can stick like that, they want that motherfucker at the plate.
Oh,
he got stick like that.
Hey, Flock, where you at,
son? She's daily swinging like that. They want him all over the plate.
And what makes it so good, you hear the sound effects of everything.
Hey, man, that man squealed like a pig when Danny Boy connected with that goddamn pussy. Hey, Danny Boy.
And he took off running. Other dude took off running with him, then Danny Boy took off running.
Hey, that son of a bitch hit that high note, boy. I said, good God.
Oh. That bubble went straight to the MLM.
Hey, that pushback got that Heim on the end. Shit, that motherfucking Heim hurt. Shit, that Heim on the end of that pushback. Ooh, wee.
Danny Boy
pushed high gear, boy. He pushed that bitch up. He said, "How join that man to that push by a bad motherfucker?"
Man. Danny Boy swung that motherfucker like a weight ball in the penitentiary weight pile, man. He going.
Man, get Danny Boy out here, man. God damn. I want to hear
him. They say Danny Boy picked up the stick and rounded it up in the air. Then swung. They say you winded it up.
Hey, Zay.
Auto.
Mm-hmm.
What you looking for over there?
Well, y'all boys know y'all rough. It's like y'all who knew the enemy. That's all I can say. Nigga,
hey,
don't need
dog,
no enemy.
Hey, you just gotta watch that shit over and over, dog. That shit funny as a motherfucker.
Joe Lynn, I've been watching it all day. I seen the right hook, the left. I seen the nigga hitting the nose. I seen everything. I mean, tell you what I seen the most though. I seen Danny Boy. I mean, Big T Mac doing a lot of bagging up too now. I seen him doing a lot of bagging up.
Hey, man.
It was two people in red shirt, but I seen somebody in the red shirt getting busy though. I heard all I heard.
The one next to Danny Boy on Danny Boy right side.
He's getting busy.
He might be on the back with about a six feet.
He hit him with a two-piece. Hit him in the nose. He took off running.
That first one, he staggered him away from there.
Then the tall one coming there. He only hit him with a two-piece. He hit him in the nose, and he took off running.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's what T-Mac was doing the dance. He was doing Ali Shepard and stagging up. He wasn't going for it.
Yeah,
boy, took that goddamn say, you hit me four times, I'm gonna get you now. Cause he was fan of Danny
Boy. Ray, call that nigga, he gonna ask for you, man.
Hey, y'all, send me the number, I'll call him.
But Danny Boy stood in the paint now. He stood in the paint.
They said it's going straight to the voicemail.
He's probably in the bed, man. That boy probably sleep.
Man, how y'all not in the bed? That old nigga taking the Epsom salt bath.
Not the Epsom salt.
All y'all got to do is look at that other video. The dude was fanning. Y'all know why he in the bed.
Good God almighty.
Danny only got one lick in, and that was with the stick. He didn't get no motion in.
Mm-hmm.
The other dude was running down. Leave my daddy alone. Bam. Then he went to falling down.
Man, fuck that. Nigga hit me with that stick. I'm popping that nigga.
That's why Danny Boy took off running. He thought they was running to go get the gun.
That's why he took off running. Yeah, that's what I think, man. Dude ran, shit, he going to get that thing on the nigga ass.
Because he took off running, and then the tall dude took off running. Both of them, he took off running.
Danny Boy 60 footed harder than Lil Blue up after that.
Come on, Zay.
Hey, Zay. That nigga Danny Boy going to get that rusty ass 38.
So he threw that goddamn pole down, and before the pole hit the ground, Danny Boy was gone. Hey, Danny Boy threw that pole down before the pole hit the ground. Danny Boy was out the picture. He was telling the rest of the crew, "Come on, he was gone already."
Yeah, but.
D&D won the fight. I don't know about the race, but they won the fight.
Yeah.
That's the type of shit happens when you tell a nigga get paid.
Nah, they got their money back. Shit, everybody got their money back.
Man, fuck that. They won.
Yeah, everybody got their money back.
Oh, man.
But see, it was fucked up because the DT man went down there. When you get the clip, the DT man got to be on the end, man. That's where the whole problem come in.
Then they were like, fuck that.
Y'all have to agree to go on one person camera. And shit, that's it.
Or a drone, one of the two.
Yeah, just throw hands like they did.
And don't let the track on the BBDP, man. Sure.
What they should have did was just go and gave D&D all the money since they won the fight.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one, though. That made the race good. Because other than that old shootout shit, they had time to get that shit. And D&D was the only one grudging besides cocaine, too, out of Holmes County. D&D was the only one over there grudge racing. Them motherfuckers didn't come to grudge. They come to that shootout shit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lil Will, who drive the Ghost, though? That's what I want to know.
Man, that nigga's a fucking idiot. They said Johnny Quick was supposed to be driving.
Nah,
that was Chris Hardy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. What happened? What'd he do?
Man, oh, sorry, look, that nigga went into the beams like a nitrous car. Nigga never spooled that bitch up.
Hey, they had like a staging duel. Somebody opened up the door and said something. Dude went right in like a nitrous car. Wait, then after he was double bubbed, then he hit the bump box, then he took off and stood there.
After the other motherfucker was long gone.
Yeah, and then Darren
he
was
asleep. What time was it when he did?
That motherfucker wasn't
daylight.
He was asleep.
That motherfucker wasn't asleep.
Nah, he wasn't asleep. That motherfucker just wasn't thinking. Man, the man rolled in full stage. Hey, he rolled in full stage, then hit the bump, but then bumped after he was
nigga was tired, man. Yeah. Nigga, that's called
a
nigga being...
Wait, Lil Will.
That's called
a
nigga being tired.
Then he almost crashed after he got down there. I said,
yeah, he almost crashed.
God almighty. Yeah, he almost throw that bitch up. Yeah.
Rod gonna kick him out.
Oh, Rod, they already been on that. Rod
already put up on
him. He called him stupid already.
on Facebook.
On Facebook. Look at what my stupid ass driver did. Yeah, good God almighty. Facebook was on fire this morning.
Then they talked about somebody let the trans dipstick out the bitch too. Earlier,
I was saying,
yeah.
You draw your own shit in. I would tell you, motherfucker, you draw your own shit in.
Who
Rod
has
driving
in the car now? Who
Rod
got driving?
That's what I
would have
told him.
Chris Hardy.
Who?
Chris Hardy.
You don't know him, Kimo.
Oh. He do know Chris Hardy.
He had that red New Edge Mustang.
Yeah.
With the Carolina No Time shit on there.
With that Carolina
the
shit on
there.
Okay.
What's your name?
Yeah. That Carolina No Time car, yeah.
Man, Kimo, you got to Kimo, you got to go and watch the video, man. I ain't never seen that like that before, for real.
Hey, Kimo, we talking about the one that stole Savage. They called that bitch Savage.
Damn.
Man, Kimo don't go to the track, man. Hey, Facebook, he ain't gonna know who that shit is.
Man, they had a staging duel. They were sitting there for like 2 minutes. Motherfucker, open Ghost 50 Dough said something. The man went in. Now, it was a nitrous car on the other side, so he ain't got to spool up or do none of that. You know what I'm saying? As soon as Ghost went in, the nitrous car went in right on top of him. The nitrous car gone. Ghost and he bumped the motherfucking head.
Hey, the nitrous car crossing the stripe already. That nigga.
he bumping the motherfucker. I said, good God almighty.
Hell yeah. That motherfucker was all the way down at the end of the track. Then he put that bitch on boost. And then it went into the wall.
Man, I'm telling you, a nigga don't be thinking when they tired now.
I ain't that much tired in the world. I don't even want to drive that late in the morning, though. 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm cool.
Yeah, nigga be sleep at that time.
Hell yeah, I'm cool.
Load that shit up.
2 o'clock is the cutoff. It's over with after that.
Oh, man, that's what you say, man.
They beat up the hater makers. That's what they call the hater makers.
Man, they said them people were sitting in the lines for 6, 7 hours. Ain't no way.
That would happen when you go to a shootout instead of a grudge event.
Yeah.
See, when you go to a shootout instead of a grudge event, that would happen. Come on, trick or treat, goddamn! I'm gonna show you how a grudge event. Ain't no goddamn shootout. Grab your goddamn man and go to war.
2-3 days or something. Do the first 2 rounds on Friday, the rest on Saturday. That shit too big to get done in one day. Shit.
Joe, they had 50-something cars in one and 60-something in another.
Yeah, he had to do that shit around like 2 days or something, man, like duck race or something. That shit ain't.
Yep.
Shit.
But that's what he advertised them shootouts, though. That's what they come for, the shootouts. He don't advertise grudge. He advertise shootouts.
Yeah, yeah. It's a better way of doing that, though. Shit.
Yeah.
It got to be a better way.
Texas is a big old place, and then they coming from all over.
Yeah, yeah. You got 50-something cars? Shit, how many rounds is that? That's a lot of rounds.
at least 25.
Just half.
Ain't no damn 25 rounds, you high motherfucker.
Bullshit.
What's wrong with this party?
You got 50
cars?
That's
definitely 25.
Is it 50 cars is 25 rounds. 50 cars.
None of them went to college, y'all.
First round is 25 pairs.
I mean, 25 pairs.
Right, man.
In the first round.
You motherfuckers is retarded, man.
And that's 25 rounds.
It's 25 pairs in the first round.
Yeah.
Now, I apologize, you slow motherfucker.
Fuck you. You go to college. You should have sucked these nuts and apologized. You would have been like D&D. When you got your shirt took, you've been all right. Or when you got your 2 for 10, you've been all right. But nah, you want to walk away. You didn't grab no punch.
D&D guys walked away, too. You shoot them big motherfuckers, they ain't throw no punches.
A lot of motherfuckers walking away. All they needed was that little dude in the red. He was the one getting in. He was getting in. He whooped two of them so goddamn fast, they got on down. He fanned that first one with 6 punches. Then that big one ran up there, hit him in the nose. He was gone. He was out of there.
He was punching like one of the MMA niggas fighting. How he got his punches real tight.
That man got good technique, good feet work in him. He never bagged up. He stayed coming. He never bagged up. Lil Will, all you got to do is stand in front of me, and I'll show you what he was doing.
Man, you're high, dumb ass. You're going to be stumbling and fumbling like T-Mac.
Joe Lil. It's called a Drunken Monkey. I'm be the Drunken Monkey on your ass. You seen the goddamn that karate movie, Drunken Monkey? I'm be Drunken Monkey on your ass.
That nigga Pine said T-Mac then did the splits.
He got that man off his daddy, though. He got that man
Danny
off his daddy.
Danny for it, then.
Yeah, damn.
Danny for it, damn.
Oh, that when he was swinging that pipe. He was on roller skate when that nigga was coming at him. And T-Mac come out of nowhere. Dick, get off my daddy, nigga.
Hey, Kimo, you got to play that horn for the nigga who got hit with that push bomb, man. You
got
to play the horn.
Yeah,
we
got to
get that.
If you look
instead of him bagging up, he going to stick his damn arm up there like a damn fool, like he got a steel arm. He's jumping his ass out the way. He's going to stick his damn arm up there like that's going to stop, son. That motherfucker stick it there. That motherfucker's dumb. You dumb motherfucker. You should have been ducking and freezing. Yeah. Anybody seen it coming? You seen the wind up? Danny boy wind up took about 90 seconds. ain't like you didn't see it coming.
Good God Almighty.
Hey, now y'all got to get y'all big man on. Y'all know y'all got to get your man on, Kimo. Let him talk about his show, what they got going on this weekend.
Hey, for real, we laughing and giggling and everything, but these people in these comments talking about call a lawyer and the police and all this shit, man.
Oh, they had the police there, but D-Boy was gone too long.
Yeah, he's talking about calling
the murder
lawyer and
right
all kind of shit.
They going to try to own Lil Blue.
But then they Quan say both of them from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them from Arkansas.
I know. Hey, Kimo, get your man Big Cham on, man, so we can hear about the race this weekend. The stage and the Cham.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Oh, what's
the name?
Already did that when you were gone. Flop, advertise it for him and Kiki. Yeah, free plug both of them in, Kiki and Big Cham.
Oh, this morning? I mean,
no,
today?
When your show first came on, yeah. He stopped the show and plugged them in. But y'all can go in and plug them again. Ain't nothing wrong with advertising. You know, ain't nothing wrong with advertising.
No. Now, what up with your man? Your man shootout. Your man supposed to have a G-body shootout. What's going on with it, Zach? You know anything about it?
You said what?
Your man supposed to have a G-body shootout.
Wow. What?
What up? I ain't heard nothing about that.
I mean,
they have a shootout, and Jeremiah got defending the belt in the shootout. I don't know if they having no shootout. I know he locked in with somebody, but I don't know if they have.
He locked in with Scraps.
Yeah, I ain't heard nothing about no shootout though.
He locked in with Westside Scrap.
Who you like in that, Jeremiah? I mean, Zay.
Jeremiah for the win.
How much you betting?
How much you betting, man?
I like the Buick because a lot of motherfuckers
like Zay. I mean, not damn. I got y'all names fucked up. They like Scrap.
I like the Buick.
Well, shit. Tell them talk to me then.
There's a lot of motherfuckers on that talking $500,000. They want to bet good money.
Man,
I like the Regal.
They talking.
And that's going down this Saturday because they're trying to get on the stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like the Blue Regal. So they go.
Dang.
Damn.
Do
like
it.
Blue Regal, baby.
Jeremiah.
Scraps said he's going to have that money. He's freak line.
I like the G-Body Chuck. So they go.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody else locked in? What other big lock-ins they got for Sham? Man, get Sam on so he can talk about
it. Yeah, you got to get Sham on. I don't really too much know.
Let me see if I can get that guy on there, man. No,
Sham ain't coming on, baby. It's Sham.
They talking about they going to get the lawyer and the DA.
Oh, man.
This crunk dude went live. He went live on here.
Jeremiah, where you at, Jeremiah? Oh, there you go, Jeremiah right here. I think Jeremiah right here. Got old Jerry.
What's up, baby? How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling?
Oh, this is a tall one. Got a cut across his eye.
There go that G-Body champ. What's up, champ?
Hey, what up? I heard that bad big freak on the phone, baby.
Hey.
Big bad freak.
Hey, they got a G-Body shootout coming up at Sherman.
Did you say G-Body champ or chump? Man, all you got to do is Devon on.
He said G-Body, you can't whoop his ass.
Man, the only thing stopping your ass is distance, motherfucker. I'll fuck over you like yesterday's news.
Oh, shit.
You know it, I know it, and the people know it.
I can't tell.
Yeah, okay.
Ain't no sense.
Hey, it sure ain't going to be in Holly Springs this weekend.
No.
Well, y'all been raining out down south lately, you know what I'm saying? So we kind of.
Well, that's okay. Talk to God about that because I ain't got nothing to do with that. It's done rained everywhere. It's done rained up there before, too, so.
Well.
The rain, y'all.
Jeremiah,
didn't
I tell you I told you a long time ago, it's lonely at the top. You know why? Because the bottom is always crowded. The bottom is always crowded.
Brother House, they say them scavengers at the bottom.
That's right. They call bottom feeders.
I know we all supposed to be men on here, so I'm sure we done all hear the little girl that like us. Every time my zipper fly down, they mouth fly open. Every time mine fly down, somebody mouth fly open on this motherfucker. With they girly ass.
On to the top, Jeremiah.
Brother Tim is quite lonely up here, but you know,
I got my
brother Zay with me and my brother Scott.
Hey, what up, Jeremiah?
So, what's up, baby?
Hey, what up with the Tim house?
Yes, sir.
Who you like, Jeremiah Scrap?
You got to put some gas in them four-wheelers, man. Them kids, like, they burning up a lot of gas.
Fuck all that.
Man,
he was right.
He worrying about everything except getting that motor. Hey, come out. Why don't you worry about getting that motor in Big Red, sir?
Yeah.
I like Jeremiah.
I got oil pressure now.
Hey, Tim, I like Jeremiah for $5.
I can't get into that race.
Man, Tim, how's promoting Jeremiah? He not going to bid against him.
My man, Jeremiah, my man, I can't get in that.
That's what happened when you got your dick around. That means your mouth so big,
you can suck two weenies at the same time.
Yeah, everybody his man. Yeah. Hey, Tim, you see the way Danny Boy swung that pipe? You see the way Danny Boy swung that pipe?
Man, we clean that shit off, man.
For what? They going to court. They going to make sure. Ron Thornton. They going through the DA. A dude named Crump going live right now. I'm going to send it to you, Flop.
Yeah, I seen it.
But watch this. Watch this, man. If Jeremiah decide to put that doggone car against Scrap, what's Flop, I sure going to bet then. I'm with Jeremiah all the way, 100.
Okay, well, I'm going to bet that 100.
Hey, I got a question. Tim Howe. I'm going back on mute, man. Yeah, but I'm going
to ask you. If you sure decide to run Blue Wheel or Junior, I'm going to bet, too.
Hold on, Slop. Scrapping them betted with you when you raced us, are you going to bet
right.
with Scrap, Tim Howe?
That's what you just said. I said I can't do either one. I'm not getting in that bet. I'm not getting in that race. But I'll get in if Jeremiah go against Flop. If Jeremiah go against Flop, he got my
money. Wait a minute. That's your team, and you ain't gonna bet with him.
Hey, bro, how? Let me explain to you. Hey, Tim. Uh-oh.
Okay.
You know, every time you don't win in a battle, Scrap done been there to support you and bet with you if it's wrong in the pot.
Yeah,
that is true.
Now you over here, you got a chance because apparently there's some connection there, more than what we've seen displayed with you and Jeremiah. But you won't bet either way.
So you want
that
me to go against Jeremiah. That's what you're trying to tell me, right?
Hold on.
Okay.
Ain't Scrap been going against everybody for you?
That's true. So what are you trying to say?
I'm saying right now, without being derogatory, you're a fence straddler. You need to do like the Grudge talk
right.
say, pick one and ride with them. Pick one
right.
and ride with them.
Okay.
No, bro, Tim. You don't feel like you have to reveal.
Hey, brother, Dick, will you be quiet? Because you are
my lawyer. Here.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hold on. Hey, brother D. Brother D. Let me show you how you are being a fucking hypocrite. You bit with Scrap, but you're gonna represent a man that won't do nothing.
Yes.
You bit with Scrap.
No. Yeah, of course I'm going to bet with my brother, but bro, Tim may bet with Scrap.
Right,
he just
right, right. Hold on.
He just,
but Scrap and
Tim's
brother.
My client,
hey, D, fuck all the court shit. This
I'm
some real stuff now. This is D. Fuck all this fake courtroom shit. Your man is a real fish straddler. Hey, D, again, you can have talk me all day long with me. You can smooth me over with bullshit. But you front, D. You front.
Well, all I want to know one thing, Brother D, why they want me to bet D one way or the other? Why they want me to bet against Scrap? Then they want me to bet with Scrap?
Here's the deal, Your Honor. I have
hey, hold on. Let
brother.
Me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Here's the
hey,
deal.
When Brother D get ready to run, Brother Eric, who you going to bet with?
Where that race came from?
I'm about
just like y'all throwing all this hypothetical bullshit around, I can throw it around too. Tim is a fucking fish traveler.
Okay.
Hey, hold on, Tim. A better question and probably a more competitive race is when Tim House get ready to run Brother Eric, see which way you going to bet. Let's see you be a fish traveler.
Oh, okay. Okay, I like that. Hold on, D. Hey, D. Well, here's the thing with it. Hold on. It ain't got nothing to do.
Brother, I just feel like.
No. D, stop, man. You're over talking. I don't take it like that. It's no problem with you and Brother Eric. But my thing is, you have a conscious mind to make a decision to pick one and ride with him. It's not going to be no friendship loss. It's not going to be number a few thousand lands straight. But you got this boy over here. Claim he a grudge racer, but he a fence straddler. Man, y'all better quit supporting this shit. AD, it ain't your client. Your client is bamboozling you.
It's okay for you. So why should I have
it? I'm gonna say it in its truest and purest form. First class, grade A, certified coward. That's what he is. He's scared to make a choice.
But like I say it again. My brother may have already placed his bet.
When Scrap wasn't racing. I've been pumping Jeremiah to come on, man.
You had Tim. I ain't going to disagree. You've been pumping in and said, Jeremiah destined for great things and all of that. But Scrap is rolling with you.
I know Scrap will go. So I just said, let me just step back out the way.
It's like this, bro, Tim. At this present time, I strongly suggest that you just plead the fifth.
Yes, sir.
Like I stated before.
Yeah, but he won't talk.
Article 9, Section 3, Penal Code 8 states that he do not have to reveal who he's voting with at this present.
Tim House don't bet. Tim House, who was you betting with when Scrap and
Kimo, let me throw one more. Hey, Tim House, when you be on here kissing James Black ass, talking about why won't I race James Black? Well, I'm gonna give it to you like you. That's cause me and Randy pretty good friends. Me and Cut pretty good friends. So I don't want to race against Young Money.
But they can't find nobody on that.
Maybe that's why y'all didn't get along. Two dummies. Use a first class.
We accept that though, bro. Tim, he's entitled to place his way the way he see fit. We accept that.
That's correct.
My brother just don't feel he should reveal it at this present time. You know, it's just like Trump asking other people to look over.
What is that saying that you say about a rambling man and something about a behind or something you said?
I don't recall it at the present time. A rambling man and a stumbling behind or something you said.
That's how I feel.
I move for the evidence to be admissible, except from the records. Bears won. Week one, Chicago Bears win.
Hey, Tim House won't have a good race this year either.
He may not race in 22. He's got to get his car back together, you know.
Homecoming is doing some things for him
at this present time that we don't want to reveal right now. But, you know, he's going to come out with both Bears blazing. But Tim, as an attorney, I advise you to not speak anymore as of tonight. I'm going to retire, and if you have any questions, you can reach me at the office at 9 in the morning.
Yes, ma'am. I like to buy your largest box of courage.
Always trying to push me.
Hey,
I'd like to buy your largest box of courage, and I want to have a gift wrap and send to somebody I know in Michigan named Timothy Riles. Yeah, your largest box of courage.
hey, Fly, why are you trying to use my government name, man?
Yeah.
Not the lie, man.
Yeah.
That's a lie, man.
You're on Facebook under your government name where millions of people can see you.
Oh, my God, man. I ain't laughing.
Hey, Jeremiah, you caused all of this. You catch your little hot ass down to the Tiger Woods shootout. It caused Tim the uproar. You caused all of this shit, Jeremiah.
Man, I swear, bro, I am enjoying it. Hey, if it's over with come Saturday, it's over with, whatever. I have truly enjoyed this week or two of my 15 seconds of fame. I swear I have. Oh, man, I truly have. But, man, if I knock Scrap's dick in the mud, I ain't racing no more for the rest of the year. I'm done. I don't have any
food. I would really appreciate if you go down there and tap dance on Flop's head. I really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I would look.
What kind of shoes, Tim Allen?
Stacy Adams. Get a big brand new pair of Stacy Adams and tap dance in his mind.
Hey, Zay,
Not the Super Saiyan 2000.
Oh, man.
You got to get them two-tone suede hush puppies. I think them will look a little better.
Oh, man. Hey, this is what you better believe, Zay. I fucked Trap up. I'm telling you, man. Flop is not going to race me. Now, I don't care what y'all say. I bet you that man don't race me. He ain't gonna race.
Well, Jeremiah, that's not, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm with you all the way, but that's not a real big accomplishment because he ain't raised nobody yet anyway, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, you got a point there, I guess you're right. When you're right, you're right.
He ain't trying to get in there with them bears. He's just like Junior. He running out, running to these little small tracks, racing these little Volkswagens and Vegas and things like that.
Damn.
What he do? When them bears show up, he ain't nowhere to be found.
Well,
yeah, but he run you. Tim House, he run over you.
He ain't ran.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Kimo.
Yeah.
I got a question for Jeremiah. What make you think Plot won't race you? What's the reason you say Plot won't race you, Jeremiah?
I beat that man ass. I believe he's scared of Scrap, personally.
I didn't ask you about Scrap. I asked you about you. I asked about
you. I'm telling you why. Because I believe that man is afraid of Scrap. And if I whoop Scrap, that means I'm faster than Scrap, which makes him be double
afraid. What? Besides him being afraid, what? Exactly. Because I asked about him again. What make you think he won't run? You ain't whooped Trap yet. So what make you think he won't run you?
Well, let's get past all that. Tell him I'm going to lock me in. And let's just find out.
My.
You going to lock him in?
That's the kind of talk I like Jeremiah doing. Yes, sir.
So you still avoid my question. You still avoid my question.
I don't want to answer.
Okay. Good enough. You don't want to answer because you don't believe it yourself. You try to hide yourself up.
That's your question. Tell that man lock me in. And I'm gonna make sure whoever throw the event get the gas money to come, and I'm gonna throw some on top of them.
Oh, here you go, man. All right. You
see, that
ain't good.
That's the problem right there. That's the problem right there.
Hey, Kimo, don't that sound familiar to you? Don't that sound familiar to you? Because you ain't raised nobody.
I want to race you soon.
Hey, Tim Howell.
I'm real busy right now.
Hey, Tim Howell.
I can't fight with
you. I want to bet that it ain't flopped a hole up with Jeremiah, with you. I got $100 bet on that.
What about Kimo?
Me and Kimo got a truth right now. I'm talking about Jeremiah right now.
Don't worry about what Kimo doing. Worry about what you going to do, Tim.
I'm going to break your back, boy.
Your teammate running, and you won't even bet, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Dirty D.
That shit has scrapped and lost his money with you, and you ain't even motherfucking going to bet with him. What kind of motherfucker is you?
Hey,
Jeremiah, hold on. I got one other question. Jeremiah, other than Sham event to defend that belt, are you planning on racing anymore or coming this way with your car?
Absolutely.
Where will you be located at? Where's your Appleton race? Where's your next location?
The next event, my teammate, Forziato Zago. That's the person we're going to go out of town.
Who is that?
This nut is a. I'm asking questions.
What you got?
I'm trying to lock him in flock in. I'm asking that he coming this way. He say he following you.
No.
You coming to trick or treat?
What you got for me?
You I got a bear Bobo.
Nah.
Well, you asked me. I gave. Hey, Jay. Zay, are you coming to Trick or Treat?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremiah, are you going to lock flock in for Trick or Treat? Oh, no, you said you died, so you don't know. Okay. All
right. Probably got the Young Money, right?
Okay, Zay, that's cool.
But if the weather messed up or something, yeah, I'm going to come over there.
All right, we'll talk
then. It ain't out the equation.
We'll talk then.
I'll be the ways before then, though.
Oh, yeah. I won't.
I'll be at the G-body race. And Spear.
I ain't got no G-body.
I know, but this would be $50,000 race, though. Talk to
me
right there.
Hey, do your thing, man. Go get it. I got a Fox body. A couple of them.
You got a small block in?
I don't know what they got. They got a motor.
They ready to race?
Put gas in them, turn the key over.
Well, Kimo. What do you want,
man? My bad, shorty.
When you going to debut this darn Joker, man?
We're running the daycare center.
People want to know, man. Whole lot of people want to know. When Kimo going to debut the Joker?
When you going to get that fucking car yours?
I'm trying to prove a point that you had fake lock-in, and if you had a real lock-in, you was going to pay the punk out because ain't no way in the world man wait all these years, get his car ready, then lock in for a 42.
We got a solution for him.
Thank you, Kimo.
Fucking shit, run in the sandbox and you down the whole year.
Oh, man. You ain't turned the lock up on him, did you, Kimo?
Huh?
Kimo turned that goddamn lock up on brother, huh?
Locked it right up.
Hey, Kimo. You went up there.
Lock that bitch up again, guys. Put him in high gear. Next, I'm going to put him in high gear.
Tim Howell, had a 14-second
unmuted.